I was there when they poured the first slab for the first model home. Oscar directed the trucks and Juan ran the finishing. Oscar used a system of sharp whistles, yells, and hand gestures to control the concrete trucks. The first driver peered into his side-mounted rearview mirror and tried to decipher Oscar's signals. The system broke down immediately. The truck lurched backward, and the steel chute broke two pipes off deep beneath the sloshing concrete. There was a stream of salty Spanish and some English, too. The crew shoveled down to the sand in Visqueen and built a small dam to keep concrete from hardening in the damage zone. I got in so close as the pour continued that concrete splattered on my clothes, hair, face. Seven globs coagulated on my yellow Y2 filter. Later, I stood and talked with Juan, wearing his customary big hat. He's worked on the concrete crew for 10 years, making the good American money, he says. But he longs to take his wife and two young children back to Mexico. I made Juan a set of 16x20 prints, but when I tried to find him a few months later to give him the photos, Oscar told me he had given up his rental house and moved back to his hometown in Oaxaca.